Hey, DMH Mobile.
Good evening, Drake. How are you doing?
Oh, we're surviving, John. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Hey, I'm curious here. You know, since you worked on the system for networking, okay, what all do you need besides an antenna, hard line? Okay, take it from there.
For what exactly again? I'm sorry.
For like networking a repeater to this network, you know, on this system. You know, I have some acquaintance with Fusion, but what about this analog system?
Well, you need a repeater and all that sorts of goodness, and something like that. It doesn't really matter specifically what kind of repeater it is. Usually there's a way to interface pretty much anything. You'll need an audio board, usually an RA25, a computer or a Raspberry Pi. A computer is probably more preferable, not a laptop, has to be a desktop. You'll need a router, MikroTik router, and if you don't have internet already on site, you'll need a cellular modem or some form of internet uplink.
Now, when you say soundboard, you mean just the standard soundboard that's in a computer, or do you have to have a special one? And what operating system are you using for this?
Well, you need a special audio interface board that's got inputs and outputs for push-to-talk and carrier-detect, or PL-detect as well, along with an input and an output for audio. Usually we use the RA25 board made by Masters Communications. And then the operating system is Linux. Usually it's Debian, but Ubuntu works too.
How expensive is this board? And can that pretty much any desktop type computer?
Usually the board's about $30. That's unassembled as a kit, and I think as a kit with a case, they're like $50. Usually I just buy the board, and I build the board, and then I 3D print a case for it, so usually it only costs me about $25, $30 to make one of those get put together there. And yes, it has to be a desktop computer. It doesn't have to be particularly fast. Within at least, I would say, the last 10, 12 years would work.
What about if a computer ran XP in its past life?
Depends on what the specifications are. If it's got a Pentium 4, you can. You'll have to run the simple USB audio driver. Most of the time I try to use the USB radio driver, but that requires a little bit more horsepower, and actually you'll have an interesting issue where the transmit audio will start pulsing. That's what happens if the computer is not powerful enough.
Okay. Well, see, what I'm thinking of is my wife, she's not a real computer person, and I set her up with a laptop. She used to have a desktop. When we were dating, she didn't have a good computer, or it was having problems with it. And about that time, the Radio Shack in Traverse City was going out of business. So I bought their, the Dell computer they used for business that's pretty bulletproof. May not be the fastest, but anyway, they were clearing out stuff, and I bought it for $25. I think, if I remember right, they took the hard drive out, which was no big deal for me, because I just picked up the hard drive, loaded up Linux, and away we went.
Right on, there you go. Well, usually if it's got Linux, and it does okay with most modern web browsing, it'll probably be fine. If not, you can go on eBay and get like a $20 or $25 computer. Maybe even $30. You can even look at some of they're called thin clients. They're like real small form factor computers, like desktop computers. You can usually get those for uber cheap, and those have plenty of horsepower to do that and then some.
Well, that might be the way to go, because this was, like I say, this was running XP, and I don't know, when did the Radio Shack go out, Trevor, see, there's one right on South Airport. I was making, right about that time when Radio Shack was going out, I was making pilgrimages in there and picking up stuff, you know, for like 30% of the market value, you know, so make sure I had a stock of everything. Probably got a little bit too much, went a little too wild, but I might do that route rather than just use this computer, because like I say, it was XP, and, you know, it runs fine, but I don't know that it would have, like you say, the horsepower.
Well, here's the thing, if we use the simple USB driver, wow, that person's an idiot, go straight in the turn lane, that makes a lot of sense. All right. Hey, look at that. More people are doing it. This, wow. Everyone's driving on a road that's a single lane as if there's two lanes.
Well, anyway, I just kind of thinking some things in the back of my mind here. KC9ON is showing me how to do 3D printing, so I'm learning the new technology. I'm only partway through, you know, so he's giving me some tutorials and that. So is the box available at, like, say, Thingiverse or something like that?
Yeah, it's on Thingiverse. I think it's the RA35 or RA42. They don't have one that's labeled RA25, but they're all the same shape. So they'll fit, all of them will fit in the same case. So if you look up just like the RA35 case, you can download the STL file for that, and away you go.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. That might be a little better idea, because, you know, $30 or whatever, you know, even a couple hundred to get the repeater up on the air, you know, that's not going to be bad. And this, you know, reasonably sure this computer is going to keep running, but it might not have the horsepower. What I did is I set up a laptop for her. She can just open up a web browser, and she's got her websites that she needs to go to, like her bank and that, right up on the web browser. She just clicks on it, sticks it in there, and she can see what she needs to do or what's going on. So make it real simple for her.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that computer probably would have enough horsepower, but you're saying it was running Windows XP, and that's a pretty broad spectrum of hardware, so, like, that could be something with a Pentium 3, or something with early Core i7, or Core i5, or something like that, Core 2 Duo. Usually I don't want to go much older than a Core 2 Duo. That's kind of my cutoff. I've tried doing like stuff with a Pentium 4 and a Pentium dual core, and I started running into that audio pulsating issue using the USB radio driver, but it worked okay with the simple USB driver.
Well, I'm just getting some ideas, you know. Like I say, it's been around for a while. Not too sure what I'll do with it afterwards. I got her laptop set up. Now the fun begins in trying to find a good spot. You know, I'd like to get a spot for a repeater. Well, we got one. It'd be nice to get a better spot than we have for our present. does carry well down the river valley and some to the east and north. But, you know, down to the south, no. Working on some things, see if we can't get something going. But, I don't know. We shall see. Now, how many have been on this network? Are most of them VHF, or is there some UHF, or what?
I think right now, everything is primarily VHF. I think there's a couple people that link their personal UHF machines in. But other than that, I'm pretty sure all of the systems that are on our network full-time are VHF.
Do you folks have any rules that it should be VHF or anything like that, or is it, that's just the way it goes?
Personally, I don't care. I mean, I had my UHF machine on here for 2-3 years. And then I got a VHF machine set up and then made my UHF machine primarily a digital repeater. So, I mean, there's no problems with a UHF. I mean, we prefer VHF, so that way folks with VHF commercial radios or something like that don't have to carry a second radio or whatever. But UHF's fine.
Now, when you say your personal UHF radio on this, now, that's not a repeater, it's just a radio, and it's like simpler?
No, it's a repeater. I have two repeaters at one site, and I just split the link system off to the VHF, which is analog only, and then made my UHF machine primarily a digital repeater, but it still has analog capability, and it's still a repeater. It's not simplex or anything like that.
Now, when you say digital, is this the one that you have set up that DMR, Fusion, and so forth?
Yeah, it does pretty much everything under the sun.
Is that the one that's on the hospital?
Yes, actually both of the repeaters are on the hospital. 4726 PL114.8. That's on the hospital, and then 44435-1072 and DMR, Fusion, NXDN, and T25 are all turned on. And I think I got D-Star turned on, but not all of those are linked to anything. I think the only thing that's actually linked to anything is DMR right now, at least. I don't know, unless somebody else was playing with it and linked it to something, which I don't really care, as long as it's getting used.
Now, when you say it isn't linked, so somebody get on there with Fusion and link it to, say, West Michigan Connect?
Yeah, if you wanted to, yeah. And then after, like, 20, 30 minutes, it unlinks itself from whatever it was linked to.
Okay, I'm getting called to dinner, Drake. Thank you very much for all the information. You have a good evening and Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Thanks for the information. Appreciate it. Good talking with you as always. NACMH, NEYSS.
Yeah, no problem, John. 7-3. NACMH, Traverse City.
KG8FTW,
Monitoring Portable. KG8FTW, Portable, W8REJ, Stationary.
Good evening to you. From a snowy day, that is for sure. Cold, too. How's everything down your way?
Well, W8RAJ here in beautiful downtown Beulah. It's cold and it's dark and it's been windy all day. So that's all that I got that's fit to print. How about you?
Oh, it looks like we're in a snow globe. There you go. So yeah, it is snowing and blowing and temperature is 5 above 0. So it's definitely a snow globe, a frozen one.
Well, I was just turning my computer on, and I was going to check mine. So let's see what we got for weather here. Hang on a second. Open that bad boy up. It's been cold here. It was, I think the high today was 17. So, yeah, it's Michigan. what do you want, you know? So, come on, open up. There we go. See what this thing says here. And, well, it looks like it might be a minute. Go ahead, your turn.
All right, yeah, sounds good. So, yeah. Well, at least you're a little warmer. So, yeah, I just figured I'd jump in here, put my call up, see if anybody's around. Yeah, not a heck of a whole lot going on. Still my morning. I just woke up here 2 hours ago, so now I'm at work. Just kind of hanging out.
Okay, very good. Where are you located at?
Way up here in Sault Ste. Marie.
I got way up here and I didn't hear the city.
Three.
Oh, it's the Saint Marie. Okay, yeah, I lived there when I was just a little twerp. Back when I was 4 or 5, back in the early 1950s, my father worked for a loan company up there, and we were from the Alpena area originally. But I don't remember much of it because, like I said, I was 4 or 5. But it's a nice area. We've been up there several times on vacation. So, yeah, I'm 7 miles from Frankfort, just off of Lake Michigan. So, and it is 8 degrees here, and it is snowing. So, there you go.
Well, sounds good. So, yeah, well, cool. I don't know, I was just looking at the rest of the weather and it's pretty much going to be a snowy week, that's for sure. A little bit of a warm-up in the middle there, so that'll be nice. But, you know.
Oh, yeah, there we go. It's, what was it, Tuesday, 39 degrees, and Wednesday will be 37, so there it is, it's warmer.
Oh, for sure. So. But anyways, yeah, I don't have much of anything else going on. So. Yeah, my day just pretty much started for me. So. How was your day?
Well, my day was uneventful. We never even left the house. So we just we hunkered down and stayed warm and did inside things there. And you said you were just getting up to go to work. Is that what I heard?
Yep, I just got up about 3 hours ago. Actually, I got up kind of late. I usually get up about 4 in the afternoon, but today I slept in until about 4 to 5. So, so yeah. So I mean, I'm at work now. I work from 6 to 6 is my work schedule. So yeah, we're at work.
Okay, good enough. What do you do up there?
Oh, I'm a security guard for the university here. Most of the children are all gone, so that's good. And about 2 dozen are left on campus over break. So they're usually athletics. They seem to don't give the athletic kids a break for some reason.
Okay, very good. This is W8REJ. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I used to work, I worked triple shifts. We worked, 7 to 3. No, it wasn't. I can't remember, but I did work 11 to 7. That was the night shift that we had. And I liked it because after 2 o'clock, the drunks were all home in bed, and we could just kind of unlax a little bit and just do some patrolling and stop off and have some breakfast there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's about the same for here, too, so. Yeah, supposed to be, well, mainly it's Fridays and Saturdays. It used to be Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, but now it's just Friday and Saturdays that kids go out and do their drinking, and by 3 o'clock they're, it's pretty much safe to, yeah, relax for the rest of your shift and go home.
Yeah, I understand that, that's for sure. So, well, listen, appreciate the contact, and I'm going to get back to what I was doing here, and we'll say 7-3 to you, and God bless you. Have a good good shift there. And, I am WNREJ, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, sir. Hey, thanks for the contact, and come back to me. best wishes to you and your family, and, catch you later, KEHFGW. Portable.